Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 4-0 win against Ross County in the Premiership today. A very professional performance and what really turned out to be a routine win in the end. Never really got out of second gear, to be honest. Ross County obviously playing within their own limitations, as you would expect. We expected it was going to be quite a stuffy game, which it turned out to be in the first wee bit of the game. Obviously, they were buoyed by the win against Celtic last weekend there. We had to be mindful of that, where they could have been quite dangerous as well. But we played our game, and that's all we can do. We played to our strengths, and as I said, we never really got out of second gear. Two changes from the Liège lineup, and rather strangely as well, and for 2020 anyway, is there was 300 Ross County fans allowed in as well. Not that you would have noticed, because they never really made any atmosphere at all. First half, maybe first 25 minutes, we were fully in control. Stuffy final third, Ross County trying to hit on the break, and they, in the 25th minute, probably had the best chance of the game to that point, when they had the ball on the left at the halfway line. It was a long ball switched to the right on the edge of the box, a good first touch, cuts inside and gets a shot off and forces a great save from McGregor out for the corner. The way the game was going in the first half up until the 25th minute, really, it's a game I might have been concerned about last year, because we weren't breaking teams down who sat back, and we were generally making mistakes at the back as well, and we would either draw the game or lose the game because of that. But this year is completely different. I had no fears when we were not breaking down the team enough, because I knew that we could eventually, and also the main thing is I had full confidence in the defence that we weren't going to make these silly mistakes we were making last year. So I think a lot of the panic of previous seasons, especially last season, has completely lifted off us, because we know the team are solid at the back, and we know that the team can break down teams now that sit back. So it's fantastic to see all round. However, from there, we must have taken heed from that, because 2 minutes later, we went 1-0 up with Roof scoring. A lovely move and build-up, with Kent playing a lovely outside-footed ball to Morelos, who holds up the ball with his back to goal, passes back to Davis, who feeds a lovely ball through to Tavernier on the right, who hits a great cross on the deck to Roof, who slides in and puts it into the back of net, 1-0. Cool as you like. More of the same after that, again with us in full control, we had all the possession. Ross County were trying to quickly break, which they were quite good at doing, but again, as what's happened in most of our games, any team that tries to do that, it's snuffed out before McGregor had anything to do. Couple of bits of controversy here from the referee in the 36th minute, ball clearly off the head of the Ross County player and out for what should have been a corner, a goal kick given. Do not know what the linesman and the referees do in these games half the time. That's a story for another day though. And another bit of controversy on the 44th minute, just before the half-time whistle blew, a shocker of a lunge on Morelos. The Ross County player lost out on the ball, and it looked to me as if he had, you know, tried to take retribution for that. He turned and he just lunged right at Morelos, clearly contact. And for me, there was intent there. He was duly given a yellow card for it. However, for me, it was borderline red card, and you couldn't have had any complaints if he'd done, because it's all about the intent in that case there. In the stramash, our bench were absolutely outraged, as well as some of our players. Something apparently was said. It's unclear at this stage what was. Allegedly, there's been a yellow card given out for it, so it should be in the referee's report. Obviously, a lot of speculation online, but to get the players and our bench that enraged, there can only be one or two things that have been said in that respect, so we'll need to wait and see what the comments are from the manager and what comes out from the referee's report as well. Hopefully, it's not anything that's been speculated on, because there's no place for that in the game, obviously. Second half, we're expecting more of the same, a bit of a stuffy performance, but I wouldn't say we upped our game. We just got the goal fairly early on in the 55th minute, and we went 2-0 up with Tavernier scoring. Kent gets the ball on the left on the edge of the box, feeds the ball to Morelos in the centre of the box, controls it, tries a shot, was blocked and deflected wide to Kent, who plays a first time cross on the deck into the 6 yard box. Roof slides in, it seemed to deflect off the Ross County player, then off Roof, then off Tavernier into the back of the net. It's just I don't care how we score, as long as they go in the back of the net, that's the main thing. And Tavernier, once again, keeps up his scoring record. That's 16 goals he scored now. I mean, certainly up for the Sam English Bowl anyway, I would have said, by the end of the season at this rate. 3-0, we went on the 71st minute with an OG. Goldson with a long ball to the right for Tavernier. Tavernier beats the offside and the man, puts in a good cross on the deck to try and find Morelos, who was in the middle of the box in space. However, the defender slides in and puts the ball into the back of the net. Had it been up the other end, it would have been a cracking goal, but we'll, as I said, we'll take it any which way it comes. Me and my mates both said 4 substitutions on now, and that duly happened a minute later. Morelos, Kamara, Kent and Roof all off. Defoe, Zungu, Hadji and Itten all on. And making a lot of substitutions might upset the balance of the game, as we've said before in previous podcasts, but no, these players were hungry. They were looking for it. They were wanting to prove themselves, and certainly we got that from the players, which was great, especially Itten there. And none more so on the 90th minute when Defoe put us 4-0 up and rounded out the game. Bassey sent a long ball down the left line to Itten, who had drifted across. Itten loses out initially, but then shows great tenacity and strength to not give up. He won the ball back off the defender, puts in a great cross to Defoe, who was in the middle. Defoe collects the ball, turns, hits a snapshot, and then right off the arse of the keeper and into the back of the net. Just great work from Itten there, and again, great skill from Defoe to put it in the back of the net. So that puts us 14 ahead just now. Obviously Celtic to play later on, but a great psychological advantage. It's a game they obviously need to win. It's a good psychological boost for us, you know, going another 3 points ahead before they kick a ball. We've just got to keep on doing what we're doing, because again, we seem unstoppable just now, and we're racking up the goal tally as well, which is incredible to see. So in December we've got a massive run of games, none more so than the last group game in the Europa League, Group D. We play Poznan away on Thursday at a 17:55 kickoff. So it'll be interesting to see how we line up for that game. We could take the decision to rest a few players given the fixture schedule we've got. However, it's effectively a £1 million game. We win the game and we top the group regardless of the way the other result goes. You know, you get 500,000 for a win and you get £1 million for the top of the group. You obviously the added incentive of a potentially slightly lesser level of opposition in the next round. So we'll need to wait and see how we line up. But Dave and I will be back tomorrow night. We are recording a main podcast tomorrow night, so it'll be out early hours of Tuesday, if not Tuesday afternoon at some point. And we'll discuss this game in depth, as well as the Falkirk game and Standard Liège game. So as ever, if you want to check out what we do, you can go to our website, which is ireadypodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find the podcast and all the matches that we do. So, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Goodbye.